Hey guys.
How serious is Gabe Kareemi's illness? It's today's the third day he's not out.
Yeah, he's going to miss the game, and so it's that, you know, it's that serious.
Is it a long term
issue? I don't think. No, I think he'll be back relatively soon.
How's Carl Nix looked?
Pretty good. You know, he went all 3 days. Limited, but he did go. So that's the best we've been in a long time.
Is that going to be a game time decision, probably, Coach?
Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more, you know, if he's like he is now, I suspect he'll play, but we just have to wait and see, you know, how everything responds each day, you know.
If he plays, would it be a situation where he's not out there for, say, 60 snaps, maybe 35 to 40, would it be limited?
Let's just get him to game time, and then we'll see. Yeah, you know, if he can play, then how long that'll be up for grabs. I don't even know if he can yet.
Hey, talk a little about Tim Wright. We don't know much about him. What is it that you like about him? Looks like he might get a hat this week and have a chance to contribute.
Well, he's had a hat, you know, every week so far, so it's not, that won't be new. You know, let's see. You know, he's been in the game more last week than the week before, but before we really say anything about him, let's see if he can play. You know, then get him out there and see if he can make a play or two.
What is it that you like about him? What have you seen in?
He's got some talent, and he's a hard worker, and you know, he's got the things that give him a chance to be good. So let's see if he can do it.
How much has Tom Crabtree been able to do? Does he have a chance?
He's limited. Yeah.
Second season, doing things just better than he did last year.
He's improving. Yeah, he's an improved player. Still a long way to go to be a great safety, and he works his tail off to do that. I mean, he has a strong desire to be a great safety. So as long as he keeps that desire and puts in the work that he does, he's going to get there. He's got the tools. It's just getting more and more understood for him, both what the offenses are doing and what we're doing. So as that happens, I think he gets to be a faster and faster player.
He had 13 tackles Sunday. Just more active all the way around.
Yeah, I think when when you understand everything better, you play faster. So we just have to keep building on that, and I think he'll get faster yet.
They don't lose a lot of football games anyway, but the Patriots have been particularly hard to beat up there. What do you think their home field is? Just a great football team, or what's their home field advantage?
Well, I think your point, the first point, the preface to it is really it. They don't lose much, period. But if you're a good team that doesn't lose much, period, then you're certainly going to probably be better in your home. You know, they're more apt to do their up tempo stuff at home because the noise isn't an issue. That's something. So you know, that may be part of it. But they, you know, I think it all goes back to your first point. They don't lose much.
3 games in 4 years.
Yeah. So. Well, I guess we answered everything this week, and we're good to call it a week, huh?
What would it mean to win a game of this magnitude? I mean, the Patriots have been the dominant NFL club for more than a decade. They've won 31-34 at Gillette. I know it's 16 one-game seasons, but. Well, what would it mean for you to go up there and come back with a W?
Well, you know, I know that even the way you just said it, you know, I know it's 16 one-game seasons. It really is 16 one-game seasons. That's the way I approach it. That's the way I hope our team approaches it. Do we get excited about playing a team that is traditionally one of the championship teams? Absolutely. I mean, they're a time-tested, great team. So is that exciting for our guys? Is that a challenge? As a competitor, does that not get you really revved up? Sure it does, but it literally, when we talk about that, because that win or that loss won't count any more than any other win or loss. But we're looking forward to the challenge, and I think to Rick's point, you know, winning up there is even more of a challenge. So, but I think when you focus on that, you sometimes get yourself out of whack. You know, you just got to focus on what your job is and go out and do your job the best you can. Every man that's on that plane's got to go up there to do that, and that's what we're setting out to do.
What have you
done in practice or otherwise to try to clean up some of those procedural things, whether it's personnel groupings getting on at the right time or some of the self-inflicted penalties you've talked about? I mean, is there any more of a emphasis? I know you emphasize them anyway, but is there anything you've done this week you think you've kind of gotten that, a hold of that?
If there's such a thing as added emphasis, probably, you know, emphasized it even more. And, you know, tried to dig deeper and find out exactly what the cause is. You know, we knew what some of the causes were. I think we may have gained some more information that'll help us as coaches to do our job better. And I think the players as well. I think it's, as always, as I always say to you guys, it's usually a combination of things. It's not one thing. Otherwise, that would be easy to fix. But I do think there's been a concentrated effort from everyone involved to get it fixed. But again, until we do it, it's talk.
I don't know how much of a factor this is, but weather could be an issue in terms of rain play. You know, you had some rain last week, obviously, with the delay. But does that change dramatically what you do or how, who it favors or anything like that in terms of game plan if it's wet?
I just think extreme weather, then that changes for everybody. But as long as it's not extreme, I don't think.
Been a tough stretch for you personally, 7 out of 8, second year as a head coach. What gives you the confidence, Greg, that you can get this team out of this? Are you thinking about changing your style, your tactics, or what gives you the confidence that this is going to turn around?
We have good players, proven methods, good schemes, good coaches. So when you have all those good components and you're doing things the right way, it'll turn. You know, everybody who's been in competitive athletic goes through some stretches where, you know, they wish it were better. But if you have the components, now you're kidding yourself. If you don't have the components, then you're just wishing. But I know we have the components, so we just got to stick to our guns and it'll turn.
This team hasn't played a regular season game up there in a while, but your players have a lot of familiarity with this team just from the dual practices. Do you think that helps lessen the awe factor or the factor of playing in that stadium on Sunday?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it's so hard to tell, you know, to get inside the mind of each and every player. I think maybe for one guy it does, and then maybe another guy it makes no difference, you know. I think what makes a difference is guys going out and doing their job. And you do your job, and you do it the best you can, and you add up those 11, whether you do it in Alaska or you do it in Foxborough, you know, you win games. That's what we have to do, stay focused. But I understand your question, because there's a little more familiarity, maybe. You know, maybe for a rookie or somebody who now they've been there and they've done, you know, it's not the first time they've seen them. But it's so hard. You know, when you ask those general questions, you're dealing with individual players. I think it's a more of an individual thing.
Greg, nobody wants to be 0-3. Do you have a sense of urgency this week? Do you sense that in the players that this is a game that you really need to have?
It'd be hard for me to say that because our guys work. You know, they work hard. So to say that if they worked harder, you know, I don't sense. I think that's why it's so frustrating. The two games we've played so far, they haven't turned out better because I don't have complaints about the way we're working. I think the one thing that eventually our play will become more consistent because our work ethic is consistent. We just need to keep improving it so it consistently climbs. But it's not like we're this, you know. Yet some of the game has been like that. So we need to carry it from the meeting room to the practice field, from the practice field to the game field. See you up there, guys.